Actually, yeah, it's I'm racially ambiguous. That's very whoa. Where'd the bed go? It's very in right now. Racial ambiguity.
Let's, okay, let's see how far he wants to derail his
career. I need to clean here.
Either on the train or on the other side of the wall for all of us.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Right? But yeah, what will happen when Black Panther comes out? We will all go to see it as a group. Anybody that wants to show up for a decent showtime. I can't go too late, and we will all go to Chatham. Over there on 87th Street. Anybody who's down, let me know. Inbox me on Twitter. If that's the thing.
I'm wait, tentatively inbox in.
You mean slide up in?
Slide up in my DMs or at Jason1Golf. If you want to get down with the Black Panther trip, we will go to Harold's, the best Harold's, right off of the 87th Street exit on the expressway. We will go from
great Harold's, the best.
It's the best Harold's.
Only the finest Harold's.
Everybody's talking about how great it is.
It's not even a damn choice. That is the far and away the best Harold's. And then we will walk over. Maybe we go to City Sports, get ourselves some hoodies and some overalls with different team names on them. And then
I want the jacket with all the logos
yes,
on it.
Yes. I'm going to get them the diplomat's coat. We will walk over to Chatham as a group. Who's in? I know my man JL is in. I know Lawrence Holmes is in. Hell, we will get Hoodie to come from the other side of the street, and we'll take Hoodie. Who else is in? Who's going to be the first white that goes with us? All right.
I got to check my schedule.
Damn. It's all good when I'm entertaining you, making money for you. But when it's time to have my back, huh? Is this ESPN? Now that I look around, am I working with the Four Letter Network? What's going on here? No? Teddy? Come on. Teddy, you've been part of the culture.
There are several perfectly fine movie theaters up by me. I don't need to go all the way down there.
That Chatham Theater is a very nice theater.
It's terrific. I don't need to go there.
Have you been to ArcLight?
I'm going to Darklight, damn it.
Turn on your dark light.
What is going on? Wow. This is where you find out.
I need a Sherpa to go that far down.
No,
south
you
side.
Don't. We're all a big family. Kidding me?
We're all in the same gang.
Yes, Danny. As Eazy-E and Michelle once said. I cannot believe y'all. My God, there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
I'm just picturing Teddy literally with a Sherpa.
Standing off the 87th Street. Like
Tenzing Norgay.
I need a fixer and a Sherpa to get me south of Madison. Unless I'm going to a sock day, obviously.
He's got an ice axe.
It's no more dangerous than 35th and Shields. A little bit.
I didn't say dangerous, just far.
Oh, the length. Okay. We jump on a train.
Well, especially going to be drinking, you know?
Oh, yeah, we will be.
Right.
Well, we'll see if we can get promotions to drive us all
things
back.
Things could kind
of pop off. All right.
All right, go. We got to get to some of these callers.
Really? Okay.
Go.
The Chicago
go.
Wolves up
there. Yeah, go, back now. Go.
The Wolves have opened the season with the highest scoring offense in the AHL. The Wolves are home this Saturday night and Sunday, and the first 1,000 kids on Sunday receive a free gift card. Courtesy of GameWorks. The Cubs need a win tonight to keep their season alive. They're down 0-3 in the NLCS, and they host the Dodgers once again this evening at Wrigley Field. Of course, we've got the game here on the Score. Pre-game starts at 6 o'clock. Jake Arrieta on the hill could be his last start with the Cubs. ALCS Game 5, Houston and New York this afternoon in the Bronx. That series evened up at 2 games apiece. Pro basketball, the Bulls team president John Paxson said today that Bobby Portis has been suspended for 8 games for punching Nico Mirotic in the face yesterday. Paxson will be on the Score tomorrow morning with Mullane Hanley at 8:40. And lastly, in hockey, the Blackhawks are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Blues. Join 670 The Score at the park at Wrigley tonight before Game 4 of the NLCS. Mark Rohde will be broadcasting from Cubs Radio pregame live from 6 to 8. Stop by the broadcast to catch the action and win Score prizes. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? Number one difference between a cold and a flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, number one in proven accuracy. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Los Angeles Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
We're trying to figure out a way to deal with the awareness and the understanding that the Cubs are probably not going to beat the Dodgers and their season is going to end at their hands either tonight or soon thereafter. And I think everybody seems cool. We're going to continue taking your calls on it. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the maturity and from what we're seeing, what we're hearing, what we're reading, and it certainly speaks to where we are as a sports town. I thought it changed a whole lot a year ago. And I guess in that respect, I was more right than I knew. So more calls leading up to the top of the hour. And Kevin Millar, always fun. Good to join us on The Score.
Okay, it's time to press the panic button. The Cubs are now down 3-0 versus the Dodgers in the NLCS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1. Get a full recap of the loss and a preview of the do-or-die Game 4, heard right here. Don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call tonight. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud partner.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Park smarter.
Hey, it's Jason Goff for Xfinity. And if you haven't allowed Xfinity to change your life yet, what are you waiting on? It's the future of awesome. Xfinity XFi. Change the way you Wi-Fi. You can manage your devices with Xfinity XFi. You can pause your devices with Xfinity XFi. And you know, if you got a kid or a couple of kids and you want to set those bedtimes and, of course, manage parental controls because late at night kids can get into things that they shouldn't be getting into, you can set bedtimes and manage parental controls with Xfinity XFi. How to manage people and profiles? You can do it with Xfinity XFi. How to troubleshoot your home Wi-Fi network without waiting on the phone for 10, 7, 8 minutes, whatever. You can do that with Xfinity XFi. With the push of a button, set up your home Wi-Fi to be online in minutes, finding your Wi-Fi name and password, even changing it without having to do the whole Morse code thing that I had to do when I first got Xfinity. The ease of troubleshooting, as I mentioned, and family with kids, setting parental controls are very, very important this day and age because you can get down a whole bunch of rabbit holes that you don't want to get when your kids are out there roaming the internet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store for more details or to learn more about other Xfinity internet only offers. Offer ends November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October. And we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices are plus TCNL. Dock includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off. Then HN36-2203. 2017 Nissan Sentra. Then HY344-792. Finance offer with approved credit. Seal percentage $13.89 per month. 1,000 bond and a new sale price. Maximum finance is $10,000 on select models.
It's appliance days at JCPenney. Now through Sunday, get up to 30% off select major appliance hot deals, plus an extra 10% off brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 18 months special financing on purchases of $4.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing term valid 10/13 to 10/22. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, take it slow, you can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
745-3000.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So, some deflating moments over the last 4 days, 5 days or so. If you're a Cubs fan, we've been talking to you about it. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com as well, taking your phone calls.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. To Twin Lakes next, and Zach on The Score. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how are you doing today? Thanks
good,
for
man.
My call.
Thank you.
I want to give a shout-out, for starters, to all these Cub fans that seem to think that we're out of it. We still got a game to lose and four to win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll probably happen in the next couple of games.
Yeah,
I don't think so, guys. I think if any team can come back and do this, it's the Cubbies. They can do it now.
You're going 4-0 Cubs, huh?
Meanwhile,
four in a row for the Cubbies. You know, Madden's about got the lineup right now, you know. He needs to make a couple more adjustments. Yeah.
Well, they're not hitting, Zach.
That's not the question here. I assume Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. You don't sound like a Wisconsinite.
No, I just moved up here from Arkansas with my wife and kids and stuff.
Okay.
How about that Brett Bielema, huh, Zach?
Oh, yeah. But,
he has no idea what I'm talking about.
You know what would help this team out? Let's just take Rizzo, for example. Call him out on air like this. But
okay.
To lay a bunt down the third baseline two or three times.
That is.
You have to do some small ball play, you know.
Let's go.
And all it takes is one play, guys, can turn this series around, you know.
Zach, I like your outlook on life, man.
That's baseball, you know. But these Cubbies can do it, and I'm tired of listening to all these Cub fans. Oh, next year. Well, let's worry about winning these four games. You know, Madden overthinking a few things here and there, but, you know, it's playoffs, you know. Got to go with it.
Oh, pig suey, right, Zach?
Zach, have a great rest of your day.
That's right. You too. Let's go,
Cubs. Wow. Hey, you just hit
the post.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Chicago, we just mentioned it, man. Like, yeah, your outlook on life.
I'm not going to tell you not to.
No, I'm going
to
tell you it's not going
to
happen.
Of course it's not going to happen. But
not at all.
If you want to, I can't tell you not to think it might.
If the Cubs pull this thing off,
we're all going to Chatham.
Everybody. Not even the Black Panther.
No.
Just going and hanging out. There's a nice Home Depot over there.
Sounds like a plan. We can go get some sheetrock.
Get yourself a candelabra bulb, you know, or what can I get from Home Depot that I need?
A toilet seat? They have lovely toilet seats.
They have cheap Airwick refills, too, if you want your house to smell good.
Really? Airwick Bozeman, isn't there?
They also have, because I know ComEd dropped the price on the light bulbs that I have.
The LEDs?
It's like $1.97 or something like that. I got two. Dude, I'm so washed.
Yeah, see,
look at what I'm talking about right now.
My
I'm
problem
talking
is
about cheap light bulbs.
I go into Home Depot and buy things I don't need.
Of course. course.
I go and I'm like, wait a second.
It's a wonderland.
64 ounces of Fabuloso all-purpose cleaner for $2.50? You bet.
Yes. I bought a 64.
I bring it home. Like, we don't use Fabuloso all-purpose cleaner. I'm like, well, why not?
I looked at a 64-piece tool set that I would have done nothing with in my house. But it was like, it said sale. So I'm like, oh, this must be for me, right? Black & Decker sounds like a good company.
I could use some work gloves.
Right. And they're selling Halloween. Work. They sell Halloween stuff, too.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Should have told me that.
Now we should just go to the Home Depot and chat. We should just all move to Chatham.
Derek in Denver, welcome to the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was enjoying you describing my Home Depot experiences where I can't just go in there and get one thing. But last week after Game 4, I had been rather upset and had even called in and left a rather upset voicemail for Spiegel and Parkins about them getting shut out and just not showing up offensively. And then during that show, your guys' show that day before Game 5, you said something, Dan, that I thought was pretty pertinent. And I can't remember it exactly verbatim, but it was something to the effect of, you know, by wanting to be a sports fan and follow a team, like, you signed up for this, so embrace it.
Yeah, this is the tension, the uncertainty, the unease is part of it.
Yes, absolutely. And that helped me to go into Game 5 much more relaxed, even when things were getting crazy toward the end of the game. And I think it still applies now to where the Cubs are in this series. Obviously, there's a small percentage, very small percentage chance that they could come back and win it. But if they don't, a couple things to point out is, A, they're still the first Chicago Cubs team, I believe, ever to win a playoff series in 3 consecutive seasons, which is quite an accomplishment. And they had a great year. They won their division after winning the World Series, which hasn't happened since 2009. So the only other thing I'll mention is, for anyone that is an eternal optimist, Kevin Schoenfield wrote a really interesting article for ESPN, kind of paralleling a potential Cubs comeback to the 2004 Boston Red Sox. So I'll be looking forward to listen to Kevin Millar when you guys get him on.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Good call. This is Walter on the Score. Hi, Walter.
Hey, Ryan.
How you doing? Right. This is Walter. I'm a Red Sox fan that's visiting Chicago. And I want to give some perspective also, like the last guy said, about the 2004 season.
Okay,
go ahead.
The third game, the Red Sox got pummeled by the Yankees, 19-8. And there was great despair and wailing, gnashing of teeth in New England. And people were jumping off the boat left and right. But Kevin Millar, you're going to have on after that game, said, hey, don't let us win one game. And sure enough, they won that one game, and that momentum slowly turned. And
once there's really no game-to-game momentum.
Walter, who in the bullpen, unless you're going to throw 4 complete games, who in the bullpen do you trust right now?
Well, once again, I am I'm visiting from New England. I'm not from Chicago.
Oh, so you're not familiar with the – but you've been watching the series, though, right?
Yeah, I've been watching all, and I actually have tickets for tomorrow night's game. So I hope it goes at least 5. I've never been to Wrigley before.
Yeah, their offense has scored, what is it, 4 runs in 3 games? I mean, this has been as dominating a performance by one team that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dodgers are good, but the Yankees were good that year, too. I mean, so all it takes is a little momentum going your direction.
No, it takes 4 wins, actually.
And 4 terrific outings from the pitching staff.
It takes overcoming a team that's better than you are.
They got a 6.35 bullpen ERA. Like, their bullpen has been
walking everybody.
Bullpen has been awful.
They're walking pitchers on 4 pitches.
And their offense has an 8-1 strikeout to walk ratio so far.
Here's Levi on the north side. Hello, Levi.
Hey, how you doing today?
You got it.
Hey, you know, I've been watching the Cubs since 69. That was the worst game I ever saw, that one game series where the Mets blew us out. And I'm just saying, for this season, the Cubs did very good since the All-Star break. I'm not disappointed in them at all. But right now, the Cubs seems to have hit a wall. They have one of the best lineups I have seen in a long time as far as the Cubs is concerned. But they done hit a wall. They can't They can't step on a grape and bust it.
Yeah, the wall has a name, and it's the Los Angeles Dodgers.
And Kenley Jansen and Chris Taylor and anybody that is wearing a Dodgers uniform that you didn't. This is all without Corey Seager.
This segment brought to you by CeCe's. Want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of CeCe's wings on your pizza? Well, now you can with three pizzas inspired by wings. Now on CeCe's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary. We are looking forward to having a conversation with Kevin Millar, the always entertaining and opinionated former MLB-er turned broadcaster. That's coming your way on The Score.
This is Addison Russell. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Cubs.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm. See dealer for details.
Sheets matter. You don't think they do until you have sheets that matter, and then you realize that you've been sleeping on sandpaper for far too long. So go to brooklinen.com and experience this. And then you think, oh, I don't know. I don't know what to buy. You don't have to understand all the fancy terms. You don't have to go to some upscale boutique that's going to try to upsell you on everything and build in a bunch of price that you don't need to pay. It's not about thread count and Egyptian cotton. Just go to brooklinen.com, and you will see how easy this is. They've cut out all the unnecessary markup, all the unnecessary BS, and all the manufacturing waste, so you can get luxury bedding. And I love mine. You'll try these. You will love them, too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you, just for listening. See how easy that is? You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love your new sheets that they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best
things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over 3 times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, mm-hmm. take it slow. You can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Kevin Millar. We'll talk to him about the historic comeback, and maybe that last caller will be happy to hear from a former Boston Red Sox player.
Also, to ask somebody what it feels like when you think you're playing a team that's just better than you are.
Yeah.
If that's possible, too. There's all kinds of perspectives.
You think these guys think that?
I don't know. I don't.
They're just young enough to screw this. We're just messing up.
Yeah.
This isn't being done to us. We're doing it to ourselves.
That's okay. I want them to think that way.
No doubt.
Terry in Champaign, you're on The Score.
This is Terry. And, you know, I've been listening to you guys, and my brother and I are season ticket holders. And here's what, you know, as we've been talking about. This team, the core is built to really succeed, though. They've done a great job. Yes, you got to rebuild your pitching staff, but, you know, you look ahead, if in 4 years you tell me we've been to the NLCS 6-7 times like the Braves were 20 years ago, and we get swept 3-4 times, but we win 2 or 3 World Series or we're in, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, right? You're good money.
So, you know, I'm okay with that. Yes, I'm stuck with my kids' 3 cats, but I'm okay.
Why are you stuck with them?
Oh, the kids grew up and moved away, and we kept the cats.
Ooh.
Yeah, they kind of bounced on you, huh?
Yeah. Bye, here the cats, bye.
Right, they kind of bounced on you. Should have sent their asses with the cats.
Yep.
That's simple as that,
they
right?
Put them in the trunk and right. Say, oh, you find anything in the trunk?
Simple as that.
Steve is in Kankakee and on The Score.
Yeah, I'm calling Kankakee. And the scariest thing for me is when I see Fazio heading out from the dugout out to the mound. He's got his hand over his mouth like he's got a big secret. He's telling the pitcher how to pitch to this batter, and then the batter goes up and hits a 3-run home run. I think it's time that they consider maybe a new pitching coach that to come in there and fresh. I'm not a Madden fan to begin with, but
so fire the whole staff.
Pardon?
So fire the whole staff?
No, I don't think you have to fire the whole staff.
Just fire Chris Bosio.
Well, I just think Fazio is, you know, if he's supposed to be a pitching coach, then he better start doing his job.
Well, Carl.